Rudram is probably considered, the Sri Rudram, probably considered the most sacred chant in the Vedas, and it's a chant to Shiva, to Rudra, the one who creates great pain and also and also resolves great pain. Yeah. So,
well, what is the first thought for that again?
Rudram. It's considered one of the wonderful for Antakarana Shuddhi, you know, and so that's why we're learning it for Antakarana Shuddhi and for the those kind of blessings. So it always, when we start chanting it, we always start it with Gananantwa, which you've already learned, but we're going to do it again. I'm going to do the, because some of you don't know the meaning, I'm going to go through the meaning, then we'll chant it a few times to make sure we know it, and then you can practice. I have a really beautiful version of it by Swami Vagishananda that's online now, so you can practice with him like you've been doing, but we'll learn it here, okay? And read Swamiji's introduction, and everything. It's a beautiful introduction. Let's go to the Gananantwa. So repeat after me. I'm going to break this on you, but first just repeat after me. I'm going to do this as though you don't know it. Okay. Om Gananan Gananantwa.
Om Gananantwa.
Ganapati Gum.
Ganapati Gum.
Havamahe.
Havamahe.
Kavim Kavinam.
Kavim Kavinam.
Upama Shravastamam.
Upama Shravastamam.
Jeshta Rajam.
Jeshta Rajam.
Brahmanam.
Brahmanam.
Brahmanaspate. Brahmanaspate. I'll break this in later. Brahmanaspate.
Brahmanaspate.
A-nashrinvan.
A-nashrinvan.
Nutibis.
Nutibis.
Siddha.
Siddha.
Sadhanam.
Sadhanam.
Maha Ganapataye Namaha.
Maha Ganapataye Namaha.
So, let me break the sandhi. Gananam. Twa Gana Patim compound Gana Patim Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upama Shravastamam compound Upama Shravastamam Jeshta Rajam compound Jeshta Rajam Brahmanam Brahmanaha Pate A Naha Shrinvan Utibihi. That double na is because of the short vowel before the dental. So it's Shrinvan. So the double na is the sandhi. Shrinvan Utibihi. Siddha Sadhanam. Maha Ganapataye Namaha. One thing just to note, we'll get to it in a minute, but you see the A and the Siddha, the A Naha Shrinvan Utibihi Siddha. A lot of times, especially in the Vedas, they'll break the Upasarga from the verb. So the actual verb is A Siddha. Okay? The A is going to go with Siddha, A Siddha. So we'll see that in a minute. So here, the first part, Gananam, genitive plural, it means a gana is, just to start so that you're properly oriented, this is actually Parameshwara, it's not Ganapati, and we'll see why. Because we think of Ganapati as Ganesha, but here we're evoking Parameshwara, Ishwara. Okay? So you'll see this as we go on. Of the gunas, a guna is a group. So of all of the different groups, it's also, the gunas are also a group of devatas also, but here, including the devatas, all groups, genitive plural. Twa is accusative singular, you. It's the secondary form of you, right? Twam, twa. Gunapatim, the lord of the gunas, of all the groups, the one who is the lord of groups, right? Twa you, accusative, right? You who are the lord of groups, Havamahe, we worship. We are offering to you. We worship. Present tense. First person plural. Havamahe. We worship you, the Lord of the Lord of groups, the one who is the Lord of groups, of all of the groups, the Ganapatim of all groups, okay? Of all of the different types of people, including the Devatas. Then, again, so we have this basic, we worship you, Twa is accusative. Then, Kavim Kavinam, you who are the Kavi. Kavi can mean a poet, but it really means the one who sees past, present, and future, the one who's a seer, a drasha. And so, of all of the poets, you are the poet of poets, you know, the Kavi of Kavis, the one who is all-knowing, okay? So kavim kavinam. So kavim is in the accusative singular, kavinam, genitive plural, like gananam, ganapatim, kavim kavinam. You who are upama shravastamam. Shravastamam, you know, is a superlative. You've got the comparative and superlative. This is a superlative. The one who is the most famed, the most exalted, the most praised. This is a giveaway. The one who's the most exalted, the most famous. We could say like this, the most famed by all of the upamas. The upamas are similes or comparatives. Like in Vedanta, we have certain upamas that are famous, like space. Brahman is all pervasive, like space. Space is an upama that's used as an example for Brahman, right? Brahman is all pervasive, like space. Brahman is self-effulgent, like the sun, right? Brahman is the water of the wave and the ocean. So all of these examples are what we call upamas or similes that are meant to reveal, to reveal the nature, to help to reveal the nature of Brahman. So Brahman is the one who himself or itself cannot be an upama, because there's nothing greater, there's nothing like Brahman. But we use things, we use upamas to make the listener understand Brahman, right? So the one who is the most famed, you know, among of the upamas, for which by the upamas, by the similes, by these words of comparison, for which there is nothing greater. There's, you know, it's the most. There's nothing like it. There's nothing greater than that. So these are all going along with Twa. They're all in the accusative singular. Then again, Jeshtarajam. You can take it, Jeshtarajam Brahmanam. The one who is Jeshta, the most exalted. It also means the elder brother, right? Jeshta is the elder brother, but it also means the one who's the most exalted, the most respected, the one who is preeminent. And Raja means the one who shines. Raja means, we use it, Jeshta Rajam, the one who is preeminent, the most exalted, and Rajam, who shines for the Brahmanas. Brahmanas here means for the knowers of Brahman, for those who have Atmajnanam, and for the Mumukshus, for the devotees, that the one who is preeminent and who shines in the heart of the Brahmanas. Brahmanas means those who are sattvic, who are seeking Brahman, those who know Brahman.
Is that also genitive here?
From Brahmanam. It's in the genitive plural. So among the of the knowers of Brahman and the devotees, this is how Swamiji will deal with it. Some of this, I don't have Sayana's commentary. I've looked all over for it. There's a commentary for all of this. Sayana is the name of a commentator for some of the Vedas. So this is all Vedic. So I don't have that commentary. I'm looking for it. I have it somewhere. But Swamiji has used it, and also another book I have refers to it. So that's why it's... That's some of what we call the embellishment of these words is from this commentary. It's not from me. I'm not making it up. Okay. I'm just telling you the meaning of the words and then how they deal with it. Okay. Then Brahmanas Pate, from Pati. Pate is in the vocative. The Lord of the Brahmanas, of Brahman. But here Brahma means the Vedas. Brahman is also a word that's often used in the Vedas for the Veda itself, not just for Brahman or Brahmaji. So we've got Brahman in the neuter is means Brahman. It also means the Vedas, and then Brahmaji means Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. Okay, so different ways that Brahman is used here. And so here when we say the Lord of the Vedas, and because that's the meaning, you know what's not being talked about. We're not talking about Ganapati. We're talking about Parameshwara. Okay. So now, that's vocative. Then, Asida, right? May you sit. It's in the imperative, Asida. May you sit. Okay. May you rest in, may you dwell in, may you be placed in, may you sit in. Okay, so keep that as the verb. Then naha is can be the accusative singular, us, shrinvan, hearing us, right? Listening to us. It can also be the naha can go to you have to take it as accusative. The idea is hearing us, hearing our prayers. Right? We are worshiping you, we are praying to you. So Shrinvan is the present participle. Hearing us, O Lord of the Vedas, okay, Brahmanaspate. Hearing us, Naha Shrinvan, hearing us. Uti Bihi, with your protections. Uti Bihi are protections or your services, with your aids, with your helps, with your protective means, uti bihi, instrumental plural, asida, may you sit, may you abide in sadhanam. Sadhanam, means a house or a dwelling, but how it's interpreted here is, you know, may you abide in the five, this is how Swamiji says it, and I've seen it in other writings too, so it must be from Sayana. May you abide in the fire altar, where we do the havas, where we make the offering, in the fire altar of our heart. Mm-hmm. That's how it's taken. Sadhanam literally means a dwelling. They're taking it as, say, when we're doing the chanting, we're doing the offering, you know, to you who are abiding in the altar, you know, the Vedic altar. In our heart, so that's how the sadhana is taken. So, so this last part says, hearing us, hearing our prayers. May you dwell in with all of your protections, with all of your protective means, uti bihi. May you dwell in the sacred space, the fire, the altar of the ritual altar. In our heart, where we're making all of these offerings. You see what I mean?
Who is that you refer to?
Bhagavan, to Ishwar.
May you.
Okay. Yeah.
So every time.
Asida is imperative. May you dwell in. May you abide in where the sadhanam, this dwelling place. But what is the dwelling place? So they did a commentary on that. Mm-hmm. It's the Vedic fire, which is in our heart. Where this offering is being made to you, because Bhagavan rests as Ishwara rests in the heart.
So you
as
see
that would illuminate.
So you see the offerings to the fire as going to the heart. Then
what do they mean by sadhanam? Sadhanam really just means a house or a dwelling. So what is the dwelling here? They expand on the meaning of the dwelling to be, you know, the fire, the Vedic fire, to which we're making the offering. Which is that space in the heart, you know, where Bhagavan dwells. Okay? Okay, Frederick? Swamiji does a beautiful commentary on this so you can study what he says on it. So let's chant it. Repeat after me. Om Ganana Antwa. Om Ganana Antwa. Om Ganana Antwa. Om Ganana Antwa. Ganapati Gum Havamahe. Ganapati Gum Havamahe. Ganapati Gum Havamahe. Ganapati Gum Havamahe. Om Ganana Antwa. Ganapati Gum Havamahe. Om Ganana Antwa. Ganapati Gum Havamahe. Kavinka Vinam. Kavinka Vinam. Kavinka Vinam. Kavinka Vinam. Kavinka Vinam. Upamashravastamam. Kavinka Vinam. Upamashravastamam. 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 Kavinka Vinam. Upamashravastamam. Kavinka Vinam. Upamashravastamam. Kavinka Vinam. Upamashravastamam. Kavinka Vinam. Upamashravastamam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam. Brahmanaspata Anash. Brahmanaspata Anash. Brahmanaspata Anash Srinvan. Brahmanaspata Anash Srinvan. Nutibhissi dasadhanam. Anashrinvan nutibhissi dasadhanam. Anashrinvan nutibhissi dasadhanam. Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe. Kavinka Vinam Upamashravastamam. Kavinka Vinam Upamashravastamam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvan Nutibhissi Dasadhanam. Anashrinvan Nutibhissi Dasadhanam. Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. Let's start together. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe. Kavinka Vinam Upamashravastamam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvan Utibhissi Dasadhanam. Om Mahaganapataye Namaha. Okay, this next section is part of really the chamaka. You see, chamaka means it has so many us in it, chas in it. You see that? Chan chame, maya chame. What this is a sankalpa. May, it means for me, the may, all the mays that we're going to be seeing in there, yeah, is in the data singular. For me. May this be for me. May this come to me. May this be granted to me. And so it's a sankalpa. Right, and in this sankalpa, all of the things that one might desire, are being asked for, both in terms of material well-being and happiness, and spiritual well-being and happiness. And so, may I have this, and may this come to me. May this come to me. May this be granted for 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 me. And so, this is considered actually a really one of. There's many of these chamakas. I mean, there's many what we call anuvakas or sections. This is a very famous one. And so of all of them, they've picked this one out to be chanted as kind of a sankalpa before we actually start the rudram. And we'll learn it just because it's really beautiful to chant it. The sound of it is so pretty, and just so that we know it. Once in a while it's chanted, usually. Just like we don't chant the Sri Sukta, which at the ashram, we never really chant Sri Sukta because it's a blessing just for material, mostly for material prosperity, and so they'll just chant the sections that are for jnanam, for antikarna shuddhi and jnanam. And so this often is not chanted, but there's nothing wrong with chanting it, you know, especially for us trying to manage in the world, you know. So repeat after me. We'll do half of it. We'll do half of it today, and then we'll do the next half next week. Okay. So just for now, repeat. Then we'll do the meaning, and then we'll learn to chant it. Shan chame.
Shan chame.
Mayas chame. Priyanchame. Priyanchame nukamas chame.
Priyanchame nukamas chame.
Me nukamas chame.
Me nukamas chame.
Priyanchame nukamas chame.
Priyanchame nukamas chame.
Priyanchame nukamas chame.
Priyanchame nukamas
chame. Kamas chame.
Kamas chame.
Salmanasas chame. Salmanasaschame. Salmanasaschame.
Salmanasaschame.
Salmanasaschame. Badranchame. Badranchame.
Badranchame.
Shreyaschame.
Shreyaschame.
Vasyaschame.
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 Vasyaschame. Yashaschame. Bhagaschame.
Bhagaschame.
Dravinanchame.
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 Yantachame.
Yantachame.
Tartachame.
Tartachame.
Kshemaschame. Dhritischame. Dhriti, right? Dhritischame. Dhritischame.
Dhritischame.
Vishwanchame.
Vishwanchame.
Mahaschame.
Mahaschame.
Okay. Let's go through the meaning. So, all of these are these nouns are in the nominative. May shum be granted to me, right? May mayaha be granted to me. So, what is shum? Shum and maya. Shum is worldly happiness, happiness within the samsara, within the world, and maya is happiness in the other world. So there's just two types of happiness. The happiness that you can gain from this world, the happiness that you can gain from the heaven world. Okay? So they kind of go together, and often you'll see these are kind of paired, or sometimes they're in triplets. So here, just in general, worldly happiness and happiness in the other worlds. You know, heaven worlds. Then, now we have three. Priyam, Anukama, and Kama. Okay? Priyam anukamaha and kamaha. You see those three? Priyam is any desired object. It's priyam. Anything that is pleasing falls under priyam. They distinguish priyam from anukama as anukamaha are things that are desired for a purpose. They have a use. So useful, desired objects that are put to a purpose, useful objects. Priyam is just anything that is pleasing and desirable. May all those pleasing things come to me. May all those desired things that are useful that I need come to me. And then they distinguish kama. Kama can also just mean desire in general, but here when you take it as a threesome, they use kama, kamaha, as desired in the heaven worlds. Heavenly desires, desires in the other world. So you have these three, priyam, anukamaha, and kamaha.
Desires in the heavenly world?
Mm-hmm.
What are those?
Well, I don't know, Ed. We'll have to wait till we get there. Whatever you may desire.
I get them.
But one way to look at this is it's just amazing to see how well thought out it is. There's also pages of these. This is only for our for our desires, you know. I think it's really beautiful. Now here, let's go on. Here, sal manasaha. What that means, manasa means like a pleasing attitude. But with the sal, sal manasah means the sal means the pleasing. Means the way they take this is, may others, my relations, my friends, the people known to me, may they have a pleasing attitude toward me. May they love me. May they be pleased toward me. May I have, may my relations be, love me, be pleased with me, like me. Wouldn't that be nice if they then Bhadram, you know, we have Bhadram Karne Vishriniyamadeva. Bhadram means that which is auspicious. May what is auspicious come to me. What is, we could say good fortune, but good fortune is coming later. So, you know, what is auspicious? What is a blessing? Blessings. May that which is auspicious, that which blesses me, come to me. Okay, be granted toward me. So Bhadram, take it as an auspicious. What is auspicious? What is a blessing? Shreyas, you can take it relatively as achieving that which is good on a spiritual plane. But for us, Shreyas and Preyas, like in the Katha Upanishad, Shreyas means that which is the absolute good. And that is Brahman, the self-knowledge. So Shreyas stands for that which is the absolute good. Bhadram is what is auspicious. Shreyas is that which is the absolute good, which really means knowledge. Vasyaha comes from Vasu, which means a dwelling. May a comfortable dwelling, comfortable home be for me. May I have a comfortable home. Then Yeshaha. Yeshaha is fame. May I be renowned. May I be well known. May I be famous, not infamous. Bhagaha here means just good fortune or good luck. Bhagaha. May I have good fortune. May I have fame. May I have good fortune. Drabinam is wealth. May I have wealth, monetary wealth. Drabinam. Doesn't have to be monetary wealth, but when we make these three, may I have fame, good fortune, and drabinam. Just take drabinam as wealth. Dravya, the word dravya is actually a thing, right? And dravinam is what's used for wealth.
Dravya is a thing?
Yeah, dravya is an object.
Oh, an object.
Yeah.
I see, okay.
Yanta, you see yanta and dharta, that comes from yantra and dharta. Yantra is one who can control me, can guide me. They use the example of your like your teacher, your guru, is a yantra, somebody who can keep you on the right track, can pull you back when you've gone astray, can guide you, can control your behaviors. In other words, there's somebody that you look up to in terms of dharma and adharma, who can keep you on track, is a yantra. Dharta is somebody who can hold you, who can take care of you, who can provide for you. The one is more of a guide and a teacher. The dharta can be the your teacher can be your dharta also, but it's somebody who can hold you, can contain you, can maintain you, can provide for you. It's the dharta. It comes from dhra, to hold, to bear. Okay. So these are all the ra endings and the nominate the singular. Kshemaha is part of yoga kshema. Yoga is the ability to gain things. Like I can work for things, I can attain things, and kshema is the ability to hang on to them. Mm-hmm. So may there be kshema for me. May the things that I have be protected. And may I be able to keep and hang on to the things. So the yoga is the ability to the acquiring of things, and kshema is the being able to keep them. When you see kshema, you usually think of yoga, right? Dhritihi means fortitude, and here the fortitude can be in terms of the seeker, the sattvaka. Fortitude is, may I have the perseverance and the fortitude to not quit my spiritual path. And then the rajasic fortitude is, can I have the perseverance to accomplish you know, what I set out to accomplish. Vishwam is the universe or all people. May all, the idea here was Vishwam, may all people be for me. May the universe be for me. In the sense, may the universe, may I love the universe, may the universe love me. You can say the faith, may the faith that I give to the universe, may the affection and the love, may I have affection and love for the universe, and may the universe, universe means all beings, right? May they have affection for me. That's a big prayer. You have to be a jnani for that.
You have to be a jnani? Why?
Well, because you need a lot of vairagya to be able to give to the universe in such a way that it will give back to you. You can't have likes and dislikes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just threw that in.
I got him.
And then the last one we're going to do today is maha. Maha means just reverence and high regard for me. May people have reverence and high regard for me. And then we'll do the next half next week. We have reverence for you, Jimmy. Come in. Okay. Ready? Mm-hmm. Start with Om. Om Shancha Me Mayascha Me. 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 Shancha me mayascha me, shancha me mayascha me, priyancha me nukamascha me, priyancha me nukamascha me. Ooh, Vicky, we'll do it several times. Priyancha me, priyancha me, priyancha me, priyancha me, me nukamascha me,
me nukamascha me,
me. May nu kamas chame.
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 Chan chame mayas chame.
Chan chame mayas chame.
Priyan chame nu kamas chame. Priyancha me,
priyancha me,
can't go down. Priyancha me, it's middle, right? Priyancha me,
priyancha me,
nukamascha me,
nukamascha me,
nukamascha me,
nukamascha me,
priyancha me, nukamascha me,
priyancha me, nukamascha me.
Priyancha me 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 nukamascha me.
Shancha me mayascha me priyancha me. Shancha me
priyancha me.
I'm sorry. Shancha me mayascha me priyancha me.
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 Shancha me mayascha me priyancha me
nukamascha 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 me
kamascha me
kamascha me
priyancha me nukamascha me.
Priyancha me nukamascha me.
Priyancha me nukamascha me.
Priyancha me nukamascha me.
Okay, so the pri is low, right? Priyancha me nukamascha me.
Priyancha me nukamascha me.
Priyancha me. Priyancha me nukamascha me.
Priyancha me nukamascha me.
Priyancha me nukamascha me.
Priyancha me nukamascha me.
Priyancha me nukamascha me.
Priyancha me nukamascha me.
Priyancha me nukamascha me. Priyancha me nukamascha me.
Priyancha me kamascha me
kamascha me kamascha
me
kamascha me
me kamascha me
kamascha
me. Could you explain, sorry to interrupt you,
yeah.
Could you just explain these little marks one more time to us?
What little marks?
No, the up and down marks.
Okay. The vertical lines on the top are called swarita. They're the high tone.
Right.
Then there's the middle tone,
okay,
which has no mark.
Right.
And then there's the horizontal line underneath, which is the low tone.
Okay.
So if I go, shen cha me, shen cha me, mayas cha me.
And we should be following these marks, because it's important to say it exactly this way. And these marks indicate to us where our voice should go.
That's right.
Where our voice should go up or down or stay in the middle. So that's what these marks are for. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Om shan cha me mayas cha me. Shan cha me mayas cha me. Priyan cha me nukamas cha me.
Priyan cha me nukamas cha me.
Kamas cha me.
Kamas cha me.
Priyan cha me nukamas cha me. Kamas cha me.
Priyan cha me nukamas cha me. Kamas cha me.
Priyancha me nukamascha me kamascha me.
Priyancha me nukamascha me kamascha me.
Shancha me mayascha me.
Shancha me mayascha me.
Priyancha me nukamascha me kamascha me.
Priyancha me nukamascha me kamascha me.
Salmanasascha me. Sau manasascha me. Bhadrancha me. Sau manasascha me bhadrancha me.
Sau manasascha me bhadrancha me.
Sau manasas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sau manasascha me bhadrancha me.
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 Sau manasascha 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 me bhadrancha me.
Sau manasascha me bhadrancha me.
So watch there. The first me is in the middle. The second me is low. Okay. Sau manasascha me bhadrancha me.
Sau manasascha me bhadrancha me.
The cha is high. Sau manasascha me.
Sau manasascha me.
Sau manasascha me.
Sau manasascha me.
Sau manasascha me. Same. Sau manasascha. Sau
manasascha.
The sau and the ma are the same, right? Sau ma. Sau ma. Sau manasascha me.
Salmanasaschame. Salmanasaschame.
Salmanasaschame.
Salmanasaschame.
Salmanasaschame.
There we go, okay. Salmanasaschame.
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 Salmanasaschame. Bhadranchame. Salmanasaschame bhadranchame.
No,
low for the second there. Salmanasaschame bhadranchame.
Salmanasaschame
bhadranchame. The sal and ma are the same. Salma, okay. Salmanasaschame bhadranchame.
Salmanasaschame bhadranchame.
Salmanasaschame.
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 Bhadranchame.
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 Cha, not cha. Bhadranchame. Bhadranchame.
Bhadranchame.
Salmanasaschame 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 bhadranchame.
Shreyaschame.
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 Vasyaschame.
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 Yashaschame.
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 Bhagaschame.
Bhagaschame.
Go back. Shreyaschame. Vasyaschame.
Shreyaschame. Vasyaschame.
Vasyaschame. Vasyaschame.
Vasyaschame.
Vasyaschame.
Vasyaschame.
Shreyaschame. Vasyaschame.
Shreyaschame. Vasyaschame.
Shreyaschame. Vasyaschame.
Shreyaschame. Vasyaschame.
Yashaschame. Bhagaschame.
Yashaschame
bhagaschame.
Yashaschame bhagaschame.
Dravinanchame.
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 Bhadranchame shreyaschame.
Bhadranchame shreyaschame.
Vasyaschame yashaschame.
Vasyaschame yashaschame.
Bhagaschame dravinanchame. Bhadranchame, Shreyaschame, Vasyaschame, Yashaschame.
Bhadranchame, Shreyaschame, Vasyaschame, Yashaschame, Bhadranchame,
Dravinanchame. We'll do practice from the beginning, then we'll take a break. Om Shanchame, Mayaschame.
Shanchame mayaschame.
Priyanchame nukamaschame.
Priyanchame nukamaschame.
Kamaschame salmanasaschame.
Kamaschame salmanasaschame.
Bhadranchame shreyaschame.
Bhadranchame shreyaschame.
Vasyaschame yashaschame. Bhagaschame, dravinanchame.
Bhagaschame, dravinanchame.
Shanchame, mayaschame.
Shanchame, mayaschame.
Priyanchame, nukamaschame.
Priyanchame,
nukamaschame. Kamaschame,
kamaschame.
Salmanasaschame. Samanasaschame.
Samanasaschame.
Padranchame. Shreyaschame. Vasyaschame. Yashaschame.
Padranchame. Shreyaschame. Vasyaschame. Yashaschame.
Bhakaschame.
Padranchame.
Padranchame.
Shreyaschame.
Shreyaschame.
Vasyaschame.
Vasyaschame.
Yashaschame.
Yashaschame.
Bhakaschame.
Bhakaschame.
Dravinanchame.
Dravinanchame.
Okay, let's take a break. Okay, let's go to the Yantachame, third line down. You see that we did the Dravinanchame where we left off. Then we have Yantachame. Everybody there? Yantachame? You there, Dunya?
No, I'm sorry. I thought we were switching over to the
No. I want to finish this half. Okay.
Yantachame.
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 Tartachame.
Tartachame.
Yanta chame dharta chame.
Yanta chame dharta chame.
Make sure that may, the first may is up, the second may is down, okay?
Yanta chame.
Yanta chame.
Yanta chame dharta chame.
Yanta chame dharta chame.
Yanta chame.
Yanta chame.
Yanta chame.
Yanta chame.
Yanta chame.
Yanta chame.
Dharta chame.
Dharta chame.
Dharta chame.
Yanta chame.
Dharta chame.
Yanta chame. Dharta chame.
Yanta chame.
Dharta chame. Yanta chame. Dharta chame.
Kshemas chame.
Kshemaschame.
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 Dhritishchame.
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 Kshemaschame. Dhritishchame.
Kshemaschame. Dhritishchame.
Kshemaschame. Dhritishchame.
Kshemaschame. Dhritishchame.
Kshemaschame. Dhritishchame.
Kshemaschame. Dhritishchame.
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 Kshemaschame. Dhritishchame.
Kshemaschame. Dhritishchame.
Vishwanchame.
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 Mahaschame.
Mahaschame.
Vishwanchame. Mahaschame.
Vishwanchame. Mahaschame.
Vishwanchame.
Vishwanchame.
Mahaschame.
Mahaschame.
Vishwanchame. Mahaschame.
Vishwanchame. Mahaschame.
Vishwanchame.
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 Mahaschame.
Mahaschame.
Vishwanchame. Mahaschame.
Vishwanchame. Mahaschame.
Vishwanchame. Mahaschame.
Vishwanchame Mahaschame.
Vishwanchame Mahaschame.
Vishwanchame Mahaschame.
Okay.
Yantachame. Yantachame.
Tartachame.
Tartachame.
Kshemaschame. Dhritishchame.
Kshemaschame. Dhritishchame.
Vishwanchame Mahaschame.
Vishwanchame Mahaschame.
Yantachame. Yantachame Dhartaschame. Kshemaschame. Dhritishchame.
Yantachame.
Dhartaschame. No, not really. Yantachame.
Yantachame. Dhritishchame. Yantachame. Dhartaschame.
Yanta chame,
yanta chame, yanta chame,
dharta chame,
yanta chame, dharta chame,
yanta chame, dharta chame,
yanta chame,
yanta chame,
yanta chame, dharta chame,
yanta chame, dharta chame,
kshemaschame, dhritishchame.
Kshemaschame,
Dhritishchame. Kshemaschame, Dhritishchame. Kshemaschame,
Prithischame,
Vishwanchame,
Mahaschame,
Vishwanchame,
Mahaschame,
Vishwanchame, Mahaschame,
Vishwanchame,
Mahaschame, Vishwanchame, Mahaschame,
Vishwanchame, Mahaschame,
Vishwanchame, Mahaschame,
Shanchame, Mayaschame,
Shanchame, Mayaschame,
Priyanchame, Nukamaschame,
Priyanchame, Nukamaschame,
Priyanchame, Nukamaschame,
Priyanchame, Nukamaschame,
Priyanchame,
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 Priyanchame, Nukamaschame,
Priyanchame, Nukamaschame,
Kamaschame,
Kamaschame,
Salmanasaschame,
Salmanasaschame,
Salmanasaschame, Salmanasaschame, Bhadranchame,
Salmanasaschame, Bhadranchame,
Shreyaschame, Vasyaschame,
Shreyaschame, Vasyaschame,
Shreyaschame, Vasyaschame,
Shreyaschame, Vasyaschame,
Yashaschame, Bhagaschame,
Yashaschame, Bhagaschame,
Ravinanchame,
Ravinanchame,
Yantachame, Dhartachame,
Yantachame, Dhartachame,
Yantachame,
Yantachame,
Yantachame, Dhartachame,
Yantachame, Dhartachame,
Yantachame, Dhartachame,
Yantachame, Dhartachame.
No, almost. Yantachame,
Yantachame,
Yantachame, Dhartachame,
Yantachame, Dhartachame.
The first may is in the middle, the second may is down. Yantachame, Dhartachame,
Yantachame, Dhartachame,
Yantachame, Dhartachame,
Yantachame, Dhartachame,
Kshemaschame, Prithischame,
Kshemaschame, Prithischame,
Vishwanchame, Mahaschame,
Vishwanchame, Mahaschame,
Vishwanchame, Mahaschame,
Vishwanchame, Mahaschame.
Okay, good. Let's stop there. So you can practice. It takes a lot of practice. I'd really suggest downloading the Audacity. It's a free download and really help you if you haven't done it. Helps you with your chanting a lot. I'm going to try to memorize all of this. So. Okay, I guess we should start so I can
go to the open house.
I'll do that.
Yeah, just there for. Om Purnamadah
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.